Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Immigration to Israel is up by 50%, CBN News is reporting. This increase in anti-Semitism, in other words, hatred towards Jews in the earth right now, is causing an increase in immigration to Israel. And Ukraine and French Jews are making up most of this particular increase that's going on right now. And of course, your first reaction, if you don't have any biblical worldview, which I think a lot of folks don't really have a biblical worldview, according to, if you're not picking up your Bible, 81%, and nobody's talking about it, they're saying you can't pray to God, you can't, you know, teach the Bible and these different things, which you can if you're listening to VFN radio. Why are you messing with the Jews? Why would you persecute them? Why is this, what's happening in the context of this? But if you're reading Jeremiah chapter 16, because it's like the Jews, there's Jews just like everybody else. There's Jews all over the face of the earth. But it seems to be that certain people are trying to harm them, threaten them, and they are, some of them are, and it's called anti-Semitism. And it's caused them to say, you know, I feel very uncomfortable here. I don't feel comfortable. Sometimes it's like Yolanda, who was part of all that. Her family ran during that time of in Germany. And so they say, you know what? I'm going to go to Israel. Let's just go to Israel. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Israel? It's like, the thing is, BB won't be there necessarily always forever. Right? You arrive, it's like, BB's gone. He's retired. No. And so, you think, you know, if you have a biblical perspective of this, you're thinking, my goodness, we are close to end times. Mm-hmm. This is a sign of the end times. Because in Jeremiah 16, you know, God does see all of our sin. He sees the sin of Jews. He sees the sins of the Christians. He sees the sins of the world. He sees all men's sins.
Yeah.
And sin's always going to be dealt with. It's going to have to be dealt with. And if it's not dealt with at the cross of Jesus, it's going to be dealt with, you know, personally. And, you know, there's no way that John could have taken that with all the things that he had done in his life. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's right.
Okay, we'll move on. No, but seriously, I mean, and so, you know, we can focus on Israel, and we love Israel because it's the apple of God's eye. It's God's chosen folks. They're the ones that delivered us the word of God. It's where God shows himself mighty. But we worship God. You know, just because a Christian's a Christian doesn't mean they're right. Believe me. And just because a man is a Jew or a lazy Jew doesn't mean what they're saying is right. But you still can love people in the midst of all that. It doesn't say they're wrong either, but some people just trump everything. They have a carnal understanding of what's going on. Because Jeremiah 16 says specifically, you know, God's coming down. He's dealing with the sins of Israel. He's dealing with the sins, the false gods, and all the things that you're seeing today. I mean, there's a lot of Jews. And Revelation talks about there's Jews, people who call themselves Jews. It's no Jew at all. But there are Jews. The Lord's watching their lives, and he's opening their eyes, and they're getting saved. It's beautiful to watch a Messianic believer and everything they bring to the banquet table, you know, before the Lord. But in the context of that is... But he sees their sin too. And he talks about it. He says, I see everything and I'm going to deal with this. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah, I don't want, if the funeral happens, this is how upset God was and is, obviously, because it's still happening. Because they haven't fully, you know, part of what we'll talk about in a moment. He says, if somebody's having a funeral, don't even go to it.
Wow.
Even if it's their father, don't even go to the funeral. Because God was saying, you know, you totally have got these other gods. You ran after, you're doing all this ungodly stuff. You've broken my heart. I mean, that's what's really going on. And he says, I'm going to scatter their bodies just like rubbish, and they're not going to even be buried. And it's for all of us. This message is to all of us. But we've seen this, and it's like, it should put the fear of God in our lives and say, dear God, every word that you say is true. And then he says, He says, I'm going to gather you. I'm going to bring you together. But I'm at that time, I'm going to deal with your sins. Hmm. So it's not like I'm going to gather you despite your sins. You know, I'm going to gather you together. I'm going to bring you together. And so we're seeing, you know, people all of a sudden since 1948, you know, since Harry Truman helped, you know, America stood with Israel during that time to become a nation, that we're seeing people migrate and come into to Israel. Go, hey, that's great. Yeah, I'll go there. And the first people who showed up were amazing people because they had to bring a living out of a rock and dirt. Mm-hmm. And they did through kibbutzes and all those different things. But then he goes on to say this, and so we're seeing, you know, we're talking about immigration is up by 50%. We're trying to get a biblical perspective, a biblical worldview here. Well, in Jeremiah 16, he writes, the Word of God writes in verse 14, despite all the stuff I was talking about, he says, however, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will no longer be said, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites out of Egypt, but it will be said this instead of that, as surely as the Lord lives, who bought the Israelites up out of the land of the north and out of all the countries where they were banished. Mm. For I will restore them to the land that I gave their ancestors. So God, because he's not a man that he would lie, there's not a man that he would change his mind. I mean, he's working out a redemption for all of us who say yes to his son. That the reason why there's Jews all over the face of the earth, based on the word of God, is because God banished and just shut down Israel. It's like, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. They went into Babylonian captivity and all these different things happened. And, but God loves the Jews. He loves you. And so at some point he's going to say, okay, I'm going to begin to gather you together and I'm going to deal with your sins. I'm going to deal with them. I see you. I watch you in the foreign lands. I watch what you're doing. You're worshiping all these other gods and doing all this stuff. But he's going to gather them, which shows you this. First of all, God's eye is intently upon the apple of his eye, and you want to bless Israel because that's between the Jew and God, what he's doing. That's between them mm-hmm. two, and he's working out his redemption plan. Some people's gotten all smart and stuff, and they're starting, mm-hmm. you're putting yourself between God and his chosen folks and what he's doing. And so we don't do that.
No.
Try not to. But we do want to say, you know, it makes you want to say, I'm going to bless them since God has got such a deep eye, a thorough eye on Israel. Mm-hmm. If I want to get the attention of God, I am going to help with this migration. I'm going to help because God says I'm gathering them around. And there are several organizations. You see them come on sometimes and maybe you know about them personally where you can help pay to bring a Russian Jew back from Russia mm-hmm. or you can help pay Jews to come from Africa or from the Ukraine. A lot of coming from Ukraine and France and all. And it's like, okay, that's what's going on. But now you're seeing this intensity. I'm like, you know, evil anti-Semitism. And it's like, I am here. I am living my life. I am loving my family. I'm being a good citizen. But now the very country that I'm in is against me.
Right.
And that's sad. It's not good. But if you have a biblical worldview, how they can get relief based on what God is saying is to let him gather you to Israel because he wants to bless you because that's what he's going to do. I'm going to bring you together. I'm going to double your sins. And then I'm going to bless you. Mm. I'm going to show favor over you. And so this tension between how long will this last? I guess it'll last until if you're Jewish, you say, you know what? I'm ready to follow God. I'm going to go to the land. And he's made it so appetizing there. I mean, he's blessed Israel so much. I mean, even Google mm-hmm. and Facebook and all these different technology companies and everybody's going there, medical, to get wisdom and things that God's doing. Mm-hmm. And, but in this, and this is the part I want to talk about, because you're going to see a great increase in anti-Semitism and be no part of that, you know, pray for Israel and pray for the salvation of the Jews. But in verse 16, he says, but now as he's gathering them, he says, I will send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will catch them. So you think about these organizations that are bringing in these Russian Jews, for example, they're going to find these Jews. They're determining their Jews. They're following their records down because the Jews have great records of genealogy. And they're specifically fishing for them. And fishing is a really, really patient thing. I'm more into, you know, quick activity. But some people can sit there all day long and just, you know, strategically, I got the right lure, I got the right, I got a Teflon bait or whatever it was. And you think about all these different things. It had a worm with a bulletproof vest in it. Anyway, we'll talk more about that later. And so God is actually, he's the one doing this. Think about it. He's the one that's actually sending these folks out to say, you know, where are you, Jewish man? Where are you, Jewish woman? Let me pay to bring you into the blessing. Let me bring you to a place that God's going to, yes, he's going to acknowledge the sin, but he's going to forgive the sin if you respond to him in a proper way so he can bless you. So when you give money towards those and you help out and partner even with VFN TV and Daily Radio program where you're hearing this, you're helping that equation to take place. But then he says, after the fisherman, and fisherman's more of a kinder, gentler way to be able to do it. And then after the fisherman, he says, after that, I will send hunters and they will hunt them down on every mountain and hill and from the crevices and the rocks. My eyes are all on all their ways. And so this is what we're seeing now. If you're listening, you're thinking about, you know, I need to go to Jerusalem. Yolanda wants to go to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And that if you don't respond by the fishermen, there's going to be somebody hunting you up. They're not hunting you up, well, some may, to hurt you, but the Christians are hunting you up to help you and to bring you, you know, pay for your way there to Israel so you can be blessed and we're all walking in the ways of God. But he goes on to say, in addition to this, he says, my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin concealed from my eyes. I will repay them double for their wickedness and their sin because they have defiled my land with the lifeless forms of the vile images and have filled my inheritance with their detestable idols. And so he's gathering, but he's confronting this thing at the same time. He said, then he says, the Lord is my strength and my fortress, my refuge in times of distress. To you, the nations will come from the ends of the earth and say, our ancestors possessed nothing but false god, worthless idols that did not or was not any good at all. Do people make their own gods? Yes, they do. Therefore, I will teach them. This time, I will teach them about my power and my might. Then they will know that my name is the Lord. And you understand that. This whole process is, yeah, you know, there's some things going on, but understand God is gathering folks. So when you're seeing this, when you can help teach someone to say, you know, I know it seems kind of bad right now, but it's going to increase if you don't obey God. You can minister to someone and say, listen, I'm sure there's a house, a home, an apartment, something in Israel, and let's figure out how to get you there before the hunters. I mean that's the way you could minister in the context of that. But just this intense hatred, it's like, I think it's almost like that Satan thinks he's got the upper hand, but actually he's being used to fulfill the plans of God. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage you, immigration to Israel is up by 50%. Pray that no harm comes to any Jew anywhere on the face of this earth and that they would hear and the mercies of God would bring them back to the land of Egypt where they can experience the blessings that are going on there, but also can come to a place of repentance and acknowledgement of the Messiah. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.